Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Got a big, packed show today. We're going to be talking about something that's absolutely the coolest thing I think I've ever seen. I can't tell you what it is yet, but you got to listen later on in the show, and we're going to talk to the people that are going to be presenting it, and they are down at the Minneapolis Boat Show. It is truly something I have never seen before and really, really cool. We're going to talk about that and some things to help keep you safe on the ice this season. We're coming into that questionable ice as you get cold and thaw and cold and thaw coming up as we've had this last winter. So keep that in mind. And what's new going on? And of course, the Minneapolis Boat Show, some new things going on down there as well. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Well, hello, Ava. How are you?
I am doing good. Just trying my best to stay warm here.
How's that working for you?
You know, we've got exploding trees in Minnesota. So, I don't know. You know, having questionable mental health, it makes sense. When trees are exploding, it's that cold. You can have a little bit of cabin fever, and I think people would understand.
Well, yesterday was going to be the coldest day of the weekend, from what I understand, and I'm just hoping that's the case, because I've got to go, believe it or not, I got to go teach skiing this morning.
Good luck.
And Sunday.
I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
I
would be surprised.
The kids will be out there.
Oh my goodness.
We were earlier this year. Remember, it was so cold, 7 degrees below zero, whatever. We were out there.
Just got to cover every square inch of your skin.
I've got the heated socks. I have the neoprene ski boot covers. And of course, I wear a puffer jacket underneath my instructor coat. And yeah, 3-4 runs at a shot and come back in. I don't get it. I have to get it, though.
I don't get it, but
the snow was so crunchy and crisp. That's all I can say about that.
Crunch.
Jumping into some stuff to win a cover for the show. As I'm known to do in this part of the show, just keep everybody updated. Coming into the Olympics, we've got more great results from Lindsey Vonn this year. She is obviously on the U.S. Olympic team. And she is a downhill, we call them speed experts. They are the individuals that go for more of the speed events. Those are the GS, Super G, and downhill. And she is in the, was in this last week, she was in the Super G and again podiumed. So she's been in six races and podiumed in, or I should say seven races and podiumed, meaning she's in the top three in six of the seven, which I got to say, Ava, it's amazing with a 41-year-old lady like that, but with a completely rebuilt titanium knee. She's been through injury after injury. A new coach, gentleman who was an amazing racer in his own right, and she has focused on physicality rather than really putting significant amount of time in running the hills and racing. She's got enough of that muscle memory, and it's really changed her outlook and her success. So she's had more success this year than she's had since about 2015, way back then when she had done a tremendous job on the World Cup circuit. So absolutely amazing. And, of course, also Michaela Schifrin finished 1-2 with Paula Molson in the slalom. That was pretty fantastic as well. So the U.S. team is really shaping up to be amazing. We had five in the top 20 on the women's side. Men's aren't doing quite as well, but you know what? It's all right. It's a growth time, and I think they're figuring out the formula to make things happen. So let's jump into some making things happen on other types of snow slash ice, shall we, Ava?
Sounds good.
All right. Real quickly, I want to jump into this. We may have covered it in past episodes, but 10 tools for staying alive while you're ice fishing. Isn't that a positive, Ava?
Well, sometimes, you know, you just got to be smart about it, okay?
So the first one, it says GPS. Well, the GPS is fine and dandy. However, and then this is my take on this, you have to remember that you need to be aware of what's going on in and around your surroundings. You may follow your GPS coordinates back out from where you were. The problem is conditions will change, you guys. There's no question about that. I've seen that happen time and time again, and Lake Erie is one prime example. Red Lake is another one. You may have been fine when you went out in the morning, but the wind had suddenly shifted the ice, and you are no longer in Mathemagic Land or where you thought you were. So the piece to this is when you're using a GPS, be aware. Drive and walk with an understanding of what's going on around you. A hand compass, always an important piece, and a whiteout scenario, it's important to have something that works even if you have a battery-driven whatever, whether it's cell phone or otherwise. Ice picks, put those through your jacket and have them available through your sleeves so if you do go in, you can dig yourself back out quickly. Have a throw bag handy. That's always a big thing. You can. It's about a 25-foot bag, 25-foot rope with a bag, and it will be strong enough to throw someone, pull someone up on the ice. What you're going to do also is if you do have one, throw it out. If you're fishing more alone, drag it behind you. If you do go in, someone can grab it and pull you out.
Smart.
VHF radio, that's an important piece as well. If you're having an issue and you're now stranded, you can do that. Or your cell phone. Float suit. Float suits are easy. You put them on and you'll float in the water and you'll retain body heat as well as the fact it'll help you get back on the ice. Ice cleats, those are helpful. Spud bar, checking for the depth. And a float plan. In other words, let people know where you're going to be and when you're planning on coming off. And, of course, last but not least, do not leave or check your common sense at the door. These are really important things to keep in mind. Don't be stupid if you're going to go out and it looks like the ice is in a rough condition or the wind is going to pick up and blow it away. Don't trust someone else's opinion. Trust your own. Use your common sense. That's what we all are going to survive on. So, important piece there. We'll tell you what, we are going to come right back. We have got an amazing, amazing product that is being first introduced at the Minneapolis Boat Show. We're going to talk to the guy behind it. He's an amazing guy and an amazing history as well. Stay tuned for that. We'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.